Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, providing information to help you grow your business on eBay. Even if you've made a complete mess of the rest of your life, here's your host, Griff.
And we're glad you elected to be with us for today's edition of eBay Radio. And if you're listening live, today is November 3rd, 2015. If you're listening in the archives, this is show number 617. Today on eBay Radio, we'll learn to visually merchandise our store and listings. And we'll also gear up for holiday sales, because it's never too late. We'll find out how to move from thrifting and garage sales to sourcing wholesale product. We'll build a ramp to goodwill and get five strategies for building a profitable business on eBay while holding down a full-time job. We'll also take your calls, but first, let's head on over to the eBay Radio Newsroom, brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network.
Multivariation, wishes, and royals all feature in today's eBay Radio News for November 3rd. I'm Lee. The Big Thing Start Small sweepstakes has begun, Griff.
Yay.
It goes through the 23rd, and eBay went all out on the prizes. You know, we mentioned it briefly the other day.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Including the grand prize of $100,000 of eBay display advertising and $5,000 in eBay shipping labels and more. Now, all sellers get one free contest entry. Up through the 22nd, you can earn additional entries every time you buy an eBay shipping level. Label for USPS Priority Mail and upload tracking information. To enter and to sign up for page updates, you go to ebay.com/big, and we'll have someone from eBay on the radio show, I think Tuesday, to talk about it. And Griff and I will be talking about it a little bit later on in the show.
Of course.
And the hits just keep on coming, Griff, because what? There is another big promotion. Through January 1st, 2016, eBay is running a holiday campaign called Wish Bigger. See, it's all about big and bigger and bigness.
And bigosity.
Bigosity. Both of these promotions have bigosity. They offer, among other things, this sounds so interesting, Griff, a soon-to-launch holiday heat map that will track what eBay customers are wishing and shopping for coast-to-coast on a weekly basis.
Wow.
Yeah, and the whole promotion has so many facets, too many to name in this newscast. The promotion will include in-person stations that will be set up at select Westfield shopping centers December 26th and 27th, and also the eBay Wish Bigger Airstream will visit five cities beginning the week of November 30th. Go to ebay.com/holidays with an S on the end to find out more. And Griff, a person from eBay is going to come on the show next Tuesday to talk to us about
more about
this
week.
Campaign. Oh, please. So eBay is suggesting that you help holiday shoppers find your items by adding product identifiers to your multi-variation listings ahead of next year's requirement.
Mm.
You know, eBay says product identifiers can boost your listing visibility on eBay.
Oh, yes.
As well as external search engines like Google and Bing. And as announced in the fall seller update, eBay will be extending the current requirement for product identifiers to include multivariation listings early next year. You can check out the categories affected on the eBay announcement board.
I will.
And U.S. Postal Service, you know, they recently announced a proposal to increase the postage rates. If approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, it would take effect starting January 17th. And currently, the commission is set to rule on these proposed increases by November 16th.
Yes.
eBay says we can rest assured that they will continue to work directly with USPS and all of their shipping providers to keep shipping rates low and easy label printing. Well, the World Series is over. Do you watch the World Series, Griff?
No, I didn't, but I heard it was exciting to those who like this sort of thing.
Oh, it was a leg wetter.
A leg wetter.
The World Series is over. Mm. Congrats to the Royals. eBay listers were busy. We counted 17,811 listings for the Kansas City Royals. Lots of newly listed as well.
So did anyone do a paraphrase of the song and play it during the game? You will never beat the Royals, Royals.
Oh, that would have been a good idea. I don't think so.
Yeah, they should.
Of course, I don't watch it. Unless the Padres or the Chargers have made it to the very end, I'm not interested in sports.
Ah.
And that's eBay Radio News for November 3rd, 2015, brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. I'm Lee Maribel. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
So, an interesting question came up on Facebook.
I have no doubt.
And I lifted it from Facebook.
Okay.
So, a seller posted, well, actually, it was titled, "Does eBay Do Anything About Passive-Aggressive Feedback?" And it caught my eye, right?
Passive-aggressive.
Because
feedback.
I deal with passive-aggressiveness every day in my life. I put a mug on eBay. He says, I put a mug on eBay and set a price.
Yeah.
Dude bought it. This is the feedback I received. Way overpriced, but received just fine. Does eBay do anything about passive-aggressive feedback? Griff, what would your advice be to this seller?
Get over it. Passive-aggressive feedback? What is he, a psychologist now?
Well, you know, it was sort of, you know, way overpriced, but received just fine.
What is the definition of feedback?
It's what somebody says about your transaction after the fact.
Right. Would you like them to keep their mouth shut and only leave opinions that you think you deserve? How would that be feedback?
Then it wouldn't be feedback.
It wouldn't be.
And maybe it was overpriced. Who knows?
And he was still willing to buy it, but he wanted to let you know he thought it was overpriced. So what's the big deal?
So
maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. Who cares? Move on.
It was funny. On whatever chat board I saw it on or Facebook page I saw it on, the moderator said the same thing.
I mean,
get on with your life.
Do we do anything about passive aggressive feedback? We send them a coupon to go visit their local psychiatrist.
Yeah, eBay has a whole department of psychologists.
It's the passive aggressive department. Wait a minute. The right answer would be, well, I suppose we could do something. I don't know.
If you're making me work this morning, that'd be the passive aggressive.
Right.
Which you're very good at, by the way.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah.
Am I good at passive aggressive?
I
would consider it a
you know
compliment.
What? There's what? A thin line between passive aggressive and snark.
They often go hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love it when they do, because when they go hand in hand, it's very entertaining.
Have you ever received feedback that was just so horrible?
No.
That you had to do something about it?
Me personally? No.
Yeah.
I just hit 4,100 feedback.
I know. We're waiting for your 5,000, honey.
And no, I've never received a feedback that was and even close to being nasty.
When you reach your 5,000, we're going to have a party.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're watching you. We knew you were 4,000 something.
4,100.
Yeah, that's going to be very exciting.
Somebody asked me, they said, you know, people don't leave feedback. What are we going to do about that? And I said, well, we have a plan, which is we're going to put a group of posses together. We're going to go to the homes of people who don't leave feedback. And we're going to use fake guns, and we're going to point them
wise
at
guy
you
method.
Have to go sit down. Yeah. You're going to sit down and leave the feedback. You hear? Yeah. That's what you're going to do. We're not going to do anything. It's voluntary. I'll tell you one thing. You will get more feedback as a seller if you leave feedback first for your buyer. If that's important to you, then that's a good way to get it. Our own data shows that more and more buyers do not leave feedback for sellers who haven't left it first. So if it's important to you, you can argue about it. Why, I think it shouldn't be that way. I don't think it should be. I think it should change. Or you can just leave the feedback.
I found something. I wish I had been in a position to, you know, copy and paste or something for you. But I found a listing where they went on and on about feedback. On and on and on. And
oh,
the
yeah,
listing.
It's really bad. Yeah.
You know, leaving a seller feedback is the most important thing to a seller. And I've been doing this for 11 years. And feedback, you must leave me. I mean, God, you know, there was so much to read. Who wanted to buy the darn thing, you know?
And I know I still get, I buy a lot on eBay, and I still get packages with a handout in the package reminding me of how important it is to them to leave feedback. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. If you send me one of those in a package, it's a guarantee that I'm not going to leave you feedback.
You know, it's sort of like
a
clingy
as a buyer,
girlfriend or a clingy boyfriend.
Yeah, or a clingy
needy,
radio
needy,
host.
Clingy, needy.
It's the last thing you should be doing to your buyers is telling them how important the experience is for you. Who cares? It's you have to be focused on your buyer. And the minute you start talking about feedback, you've just taken the light. Instead of focusing it on the buyer, you've turned it onto yourself and said, now let's talk about me and my needs. No business does that. The only time a business talks about their needs is when they say, I need to make you happy. If you're not happy, email me. I'll make you happy. But they don't say how it's so important. I love the ones, and I do get these too. eBay now judges us on what you say, so you should say nice things about us, and please leave us feedback. And before you go to leave a negative feedback or open a case, please contact us because it can have really big ramifications on my blah, 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 blah. And I've heard it from sellers saying, why doesn't eBay educate buyers on this subject? That's not how it works.
I'll just go to Nordy's. They don't ask me to do anything.
No merchant in the world
does that. In fact, they say, bring it back anytime you want.
Yeah. What merchant says to you, oh, yeah, we'll take it back, but, you know, it's going to really affect our bottom line. So, you know, maybe you'll think twice about returning it in the future. I mean, in a world that's become so competitive for customers, the competition has never been fiercer. And you're going to argue with a buyer over something like that? Good luck with your business. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, visually merchandising your store and listings when we continue with eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items, with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
As an eBay seller, chances are you need shipping supplies as varied as the items you sell. But to get the best prices from the big-name catalogs, you have to buy in quantities so large you'd have to move your family out of the living room to store all your bubble cushioning wrap, packing peanuts, and unassembled boxes. You need Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand what you need, and they've got it all at cost-effective wholesale prices in quantities that fit your shipping space. Just call them. They answer the phone themselves, and they're happy to accommodate your most difficult shipping challenges. You can also join Mark and Robin's Facebook group, Shipping Tips and Tricks, and subscribe to their monthly Bubble Briefs newsletter for more advice, plus a discount coupon code. Get it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's bubblefast.com.